Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the tables of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. When I'm reading the scripture, it is often important to remind myself that Jesus came to save all of the lost sheep of Israel. That he came to save everyone who has found themselves lost. That Jesus actually came to eat with sinners because they were the people that needed help. And that they're open to receiving help. And so while reading the scripture, we see that there's a woman coming to Jesus seeking that help, that she's seeking the aid. And while at first the apostles want to send her away, we can see that Jesus wants to bring aid to her, that Jesus wants to bring healing to her and her family, but he offers her a test. Jesus says a weird, puzzly phrase. He says, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." And this can often be passed off as a weird phrase, or maybe it's just a weird way of them talking back then. But then the mother responds, "Please, Lord, for even the dog eats the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And this is just showing that this lady had faith that even if Jesus was giving what he had to people that wasn't her or her family, that maybe she would still be able to get some of that she'd still be able to receive the healing that Jesus has. And we see that that happens, that Jesus says after her response, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." That's because of her faith and persistence. That's how the daughter is healed. It's through her faith and her persistence with Jesus. And that she could have actually walked away after what Jesus had said, but she chose to step into this greater healing for her daughter. And this is also amazing that it isn't for herself, that this woman doesn't have faith for herself. While there may probably have been specific gains she may have been given for the healing of her daughter, there may have been certain stigmas that would have been taken away if she was healed. This is her petitioning to Jesus for this healing. And she doesn't stop after the first failed attempt. She doesn't stop after the first time of not finding it, but she actually goes on to do it again. And so going from here today, I think it is good to see how important it is to have persistence in prayer, not only for the matters of your personal life, but for your friends and for your family as well. That is important to see how our prayers are important. That even if we may not fully see it working or see something happening, we can step into this form of prayer and hopefully see what the Lord has in store. That maybe there's a family member who is in your life that's struggling with a particular thing, or there's possibly someone in your life that may be struggling with an illness of some sort, and expecting to see miracles happen. Sometimes there are things that require persistence in our lives. So Jesus, I pray that as we go into today, you would remind us of one particular person in our life that needs our persistent prayer. That it wouldn't just be one single prayer, but it actually be a persistence that shows our desire to see what you have in store for them. That God, we would be able to see what gifts you have for them and that they would see those things happen through our persistence. Jesus, it's in your most holy name we pray. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Again, my name is Jack Parker. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.